Ken, is there a way for the state to look at how these financial crises have unfolded in certain Michigan cities and school districts and plot out a way to prevent it from happening again?
Well, I think the proper response is to look at what factors and what decisions and what circumstances have led to this in this handful of cities and school districts, and then in a very single-minded and targeted fashion, go after those. Now, it is true that some of these long-term trends of declining tax base, loss of jobs, loss of manufacturing play a role. But that's true across the board of all these cities. And many of them are able to deal with this, and it's a handful that are not. So in those cities that have had to make tough decisions to balance their budgets, you know, they're not in a position to be too wild or enthusiastic about Lansing coming in to just kind of bail out their sisters and brothers that are in trouble. So I wouldn't say it's a simple problem, but I think it's important for people to realize that it's only a handful of these cities, and everybody else seems to be able to manage, although they've had to make hard decisions. It's not been easy here the last decade in the state.
Susan, what are some of the politics around this issue when we look at issues like revenue sharing and how the state is relating to cities?
Well, it's no secret that revenue sharing, you know, the funds that cities, counties, villages, and townships get from the state, that has been on the decline for years and years. And it's not just these urban cities that have taken a hit. You know, counties have a lot to complain about as well. So do smaller townships. When you have a recession, when you have less money coming in, you're sending more money out, less money out. So, you know, when you're doing your annual budget and you're counting on perhaps some inflationary increases from the state and instead you're getting cut, that's going to hurt you. But none of these places, aside from Detroit, really get a substantial amount to begin with. And so I think it would be naive to say that that is the only reason why some cities are having financial problems.
Emergency managers are not a permanent solution. Eventually, cities and school districts will move back under the control of elected leadership. So, Ken, if policies don't shift, if issues like revenue sharing or investment by the business community don't change, are we just setting up a cycle where troubled cities and school districts just move in and out of state control?
Well, emergency managers can balance budgets. They have the authority to do it, and they're able to do it, and they can do it. But balancing an annual budget that an emergency manager doesn't solve, as you point out, any long-term challenges like jobs, manufacturing base leaving, or tax base leaving. So there has to be more long-term solutions put in place beyond the decisions that any of these emergency managers can make. They can make the numbers work on an annual basis, but they can't do much about the long-term trends.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.